you, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spring and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday. Take a friend, a Master G, a Mouth Mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I said a 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, I get on the floor. I come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, the hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, well, cause you're rock and roll with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so well that you can't speak and do a thing, but I rock and shuffle your feet and let it change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on, Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogie bang bang the bomb.
When I'm pimp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank, you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Treasure's Trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, the porter stopped me for an
interviews, she said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, but don't stop, y'all. I take a top, y'all. You don't stop. I go home.
And welcome back. So those last three that I played, we heard a Diggable Planets, Cool Like That. One of my favorites, if I just want to bob my head, because that's always a good, I love the bass in that. Along with Madcon's Beggin', that's the song that I said I had been, had stuck in my head for the past week at least. I just can't seem to get sick of it or get rid of it. So until that happens, I will continue to listen to it. And that last song that you just heard was Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, another old school hip-hop song, but is also one of my favorites. I'll always remember the first time that I heard that. I was driving with my dad, and he had pulled it up on the radio, and he was like, this has the new hip-hop songs of today has nothing on what they were back then. And I was like, well, that's something that my dad would say. But he is, to my opinion at least, he's very true. I'm not saying that I don't like hip-hop of today. I'm just saying I do appreciate and enjoy hip-hop of back then, as I think everyone should. But before we heard those last three songs, I said that I was going to drop some knowledge on you. And that knowledge comes from, this leads me into what I was talking about, and that is breakdancing. I have breakdancing on my, I've had it on my head since at least the past 3 weeks, since now, this past semester started. I joined the Turbo, which is Tufts breakdancing team, and it's been so much fun, and that's where I got introduced to a couple of songs that I now listen to regularly, and I wanted to share the knowledge that I learned in the first week with you guys, and that was the history of breakdancing. So breakdancing is also known as breaking, or b-boying, b-girling, is a street dance, most commonly, and it's probably the best well-known hip-hop street dance style-ish, and it's originated in New York City in South Bronx in the early 1970s. That's kind of debatable, but that's where most people have agreed that it's from, is early 1970s. And what it stemmed from was back then gangs would have, well, it was adopted by gangs to where they would settle their disputes through dancing instead of going and being violent. They could do it nonviolently with dancing. And I mean, who doesn't like to dance? Even those people that say they can't dance, everybody can dance. If you can tap your foot, you can dance. But more along that line, and the word, like the term break dancing came from when there would be a block party or something, or just the person that was spinning the music, they would put breaks in the song, and that's when people would go out and they dance during the breaks. So yeah, there were multiple different, and then break dancing, there's many like stems based off of that. There was a style that I hadn't been introduced to, I'd never heard of, called whacking, which was actually really cool. They tried to teach a couple people how to do it, and I very uncoordinated with my arms because it's a lot of arm movement. And then there is also, like I had said earlier, b-boying and b-girling, stuff like that. And that gets broken down into really three or four different genres of like the moves. There's top rock, which is everything on your feet, like if you're standing up, top rock could be like a sidestep or your kick in, and that's top rock. And then you transition into footwork, which is when you go down and you can do, there's this thing called a six step, which is you step six times. There's three steps, where these names are very straightforward. And then those can lead into a freeze. You get a build up into a music, and then when somebody would say like the quote drop of the beat, you go into a freeze, and that's where you get into these awkward positions and you're like, nobody can hold that, and then they hold it and you're like, dang, that takes some core. And it does. I was working on this thing called a shoulder freeze, and I only did it a couple times, and I did not realize how much of a workout that was. I'm still a little sore today, and I worked on that like more than 24 hours ago. And then after that, they have what they're called power moves. And when you think of breakdancing and you think, oh, somebody's spinning on their back or they're spinning on their hand, there's things called windmills or flares. That's what a power move is. And it's really like using momentum and just your stamina and like creating this, I was about to say vortex, not really a vortex, but using the momentum of swinging your feet to swing yourself around. It's a power move. Looks really cool, but also takes a very long time to learn how to do. I'm currently trying to learn how to do some basic things, but it'll come along with practice. So practice makes perfect. So yeah, there's a little knowledge. I hope you learned something today. I realized before that I could say, oh, please call in, make requests, but I didn't really give the number to call. So if you would like to call in and make a request, WMFO's number is 855-915-WMFO. Again, that's 855-915-WMFO, and the WMFO is 9636, if that helps at all. I got a couple more songs lined up. So we'll enjoy, how about, I say five. I'll do five, because the past couple sets that I've played have been, there's been a song that's 8 minutes, 7 minutes, but these songs range about 4 minutes. So I think we could fit in five. And then after that, I will be back and we'll see how much time we have left. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mr. Gray, and I will be back to you shortly.
That you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me.
So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. To see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there. The first semester of the school year, I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Peru, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien chévere, you understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah, because I got my shaking room on the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. You're always reaching out in vain, just thinking that things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Her face, I just don't know who you are. Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you. Slowly, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you.
play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anyway, though, my whole crew gonna know, oh baby. Hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from Lakai. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Ain't nobody.
Gonna find you. Slowly, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Hey, yo, nobody move.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
You know that. You know
gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
And welcome back. So that was five songs, but it didn't seem to take that long. We had one of my favorite songs again. I mean, I can't. Such a hard question. What is your favorite song? Because I always find myself saying, "Oh, that's my favorite song. Oh, that's my favorite song." I just like every song. It was Biz Markie's "Just a Friend." It is. One song I can always remember singing around the house, well, obviously obnoxiously, because that's the only way to do it. Then we had Grover Washington Jr. again, just the two of us. One of my favorite renditions of the song. I think it's just because of the saxophone. It always comes back to the saxophone. Then this is for sure one of my favorite artists, Stevie Wonder. I'm always singing or listening or dancing or all of the above to a Stevie Wonder song. It was "Don't You Worry About a Thing." It's really funny. Recently that song was featured in a movie, Sing, which is actually, I really like that movie. But I really like to see a lot of the songs that were in there that came out a long, long time ago, and they'll play it and I'll be like walking down the street or something and just blasting my music, and like a little kid will be like, "Oh, that's from Sing," and I'm like, "Oh, you're so little." I mean, I can't really say that because these songs came out before I was born, but I mean, I know where they originally come from. Then we had Neo with "Closer." I haven't heard a Neo song in a while, so I felt like it was time to bring him in. I do enjoy some Neo. I like the tipped fedora. I wish I could have a look like that. I don't think I can really pull it off. But anyway, then we had, I can never pronounce this right, so I'm really sorry if I pronounce this wrong. The Fugees. I'm really sorry. But "Ready or Not," I at least know the song, but I can never pronounce the name right. We have about half hour left. Man, an hour and a half has gone by and it felt like a blink of an eye. Well, I've had so much fun and I've hoped you'd had so much fun. And before we hit that set, I was telling you about breakdancing and turbo and all that stuff that I'm involved in. And here's a little plug, self-plug. If you're in the area tomorrow at around 6 p.m., I believe the doors open, Tufts University Turbo is hosting Turbo Mania, which is a breakdancing competition for a lot of the local groups. I know a few people that are from the school that are going to be in it, but I believe there are also people from just the surrounding area all competing to win first and second prize for who gets to be the best dance crew there. So come out, show your support, and I'll definitely be there to show support. So please feel free to say hi. I'll probably be the one. I have the graphic tee on and joggers and slightly curly hair. It'll probably be a little funky. But anyway, so yeah, it's open to all ages. Please come and enjoy. If you like break dancing or like to know what it is, or you just want to see it in action, like see it live, because I honestly have never seen it besides just practice. I've never been to an actual competition. I've only seen it in like movies and on YouTube and everything. But to be there, it's got to be something completely different. So I'm really excited to experience that. So if you would like to experience it as well, please come share that with me. And then we had a PSA about kitchen fires. People that know me know I'm very involved in the fire department. So any little chance to plug fire safety, I would love to plug. So I have a few more songs lined up. I hope that you enjoy them. And depending on how much time we have left, we'll see where we go from there. So again, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. This is Mr. Gray. If you are here for the radio show that is usually on the Time Tunnel, I believe he will be back next week. He is currently in Arlington, Massachusetts for the, he was in a movie. And it is the preview, not the preview, the showcase, I guess would be the word that I could use, of that movie. So he would, why would he not want to go to that? So yeah, best of luck to him. I really hope he's having a good time. I hope you are having a good time. I'm having a good time. And yeah, so I will cue up these songs if I am able to type one-handed, which I guess I'm not really good at. I got it. Don't worry. It's okay. Yeah. Again, Mr. Gray. I don't know. I don't know if that really sticks or not. I'll figure out where to go from there. I'll figure out a name eventually, but till then, I guess I'm sticking with Mr. Gray. So yeah, please enjoy the next few selections of songs.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one and pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there it goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS? The girls all paused with glee, turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me, but I was looking at them, there on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man, especially the big girl. Big girls need love too, no discrimination in this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride the beat. You big freak, skinny slim women got the toe within them. You can them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. But let me listen to the story you tell, and we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low, on the low.
I like the way you move. I like the way you move. I love the way you move. someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else, no one else. You'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through.
To the bus, girl.
Hello. That song is very superstitious. That was Stevie Wonder's Superstitious. One of my favorite songs with my mom. It's always a classic song to listen to with mi madre. We heard also Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find. We got reintroduced to that song pretty recently, and it's still pretty classic. I enjoy listening to it. We had Outkast, The Way You Move. Excuse me. And also Michael Jackson's Rock With You. You can never go wrong with Michael Jackson. It is almost the top of the hour, which means the show is coming to an end. I had so much fun taking requests with you guys and talking and dropping knowledge and everything. Next week, I believe the Time Tunnel will be back on air. So I have one more song to play me out. And since I'm hopping on that Mr. Gray train, this seems pretty fitting to leave the station with. So again, thank you to everybody listening out there on the radio or streaming it. It means a lot for my first show, especially. I came in and was shaking using the soundboard and queuing up the songs. I'm still a little shook. But thank you. That's been such a great time. And you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Mr. Gray. Thank you for listening. And until next time, if I can play the song. I missed. There we go. See you guys next time.
The things I would do to you.